Even during peaceful times, it's hard to tell what will anger either side in the Mideast conflict. Sometimes you just can't know. Take a music video that was actually produced by Hamas. Yeah, they did this. They made a music video for a song called Carry Out Terror Attacks. The song was likely intended to strike fear in the hearts of Israelis. Instead, Israelis are eating it up. Daniel Estrin has more from Jerusalem.
The song is actually a remake of this Arabic hit called Shake Israel's Security. Hamas's military wing put it out in 2012, the last time Israel and Hamas fought a war. It was a big hit among Hamas supporters. It got more than 1 million views on YouTube. So when war broke out last month, Hamas released a new cover for the Israeli enemy. Same menacing violin passages, but this time translated into Hebrew. The lyrics are essentially battle cries. Try to make contact with the Zionists. Burn camps and soldiers. Shake the security of Israel.
This song is hilariously silly.
That's Yagil Henkin, an Israeli military historian and reservist. During last month's military operation, he was serving at a divisional headquarters just a few miles from the Gaza border. And he says Israeli officers on base had set the song as their cell phone ringtones.
I think they tried to frighten us. To say, we know your language, we know how to talk to you, and we are going to promise you death and destruction. And of course, it's, when you listen to the lyrics, they are quite awful. And then they shout in the middle of the song, Vulcanim. Volcanoes? What? Nobody has any understand what does it say.
The Hamas single has improbably become Israel's number one summer hit. And it's inspired Israelis to record a whole bunch of ironic covers. There's the pensive piano version. The dance mashup. The finger-snapping a cappella cover. Yagil Henkin, the Israeli reservist, says he was at a religious Jewish wedding the other day where the band played a Hasidic klezmer rendition.
The Hamas band wanted to mock the Israelis, but it happened to create a tune which mocks Hamas and says, those guys, they don't have a clue. And if you don't have a clue, you don't have a strategy. And if you don't have a strategy, or your strategy is at odds with reality, then your chances of getting to achieve your strategy are pretty slim.
Hamas men did score one big achievement, Henkin says. Their song was the one thing during a month of war that made Israelis smile. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
A Mideast culture war on top of a real war. You can assess the different tunes and their videos for yourself. We've got them at PRI.org.